We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want to kind of move along here. We've heard all of the excuses. Obama has an excuse for everything. The economy is in a shambles. It's somebody else's fault. The country's credit was downgraded. It's somebody else's fault. Everything that has happened since this guy took office is all somebody else's fault. And we keep hearing from the mainstream media and from Obama himself and from the liberal Democrats how the reason the country is in this shambles is because of George W. Bush's tax cuts. If it wouldn't have been for Bush's tax cuts, everything would be rosy. We would have a surplus and life would be good. Well, here's the truth. Since they went into effect in 2004, statistics from the Office of Management and Budget, this is right from government websites, by the way, showed that the Bush tax cuts actually generated considerable revenue and sometimes in record amounts. Oh my God! How can a tax cut generate revenue to the government? According to Obama, we got to have tax increases to do that. According to the Office of Management and Budget, the final 2006 revenue figures show that there was an actual 20% tax revenue increase between 2004 and 2006. This represents the largest two-year revenue surge since 1967, the years 65 through 67. The largest revenue surge for the government was because of tax cuts. Now, the obvious follow-up is, of course, why did the U.S. budget suddenly go from a surplus in 1998 through 2001 to a $247 billion deficit in 2006? Now, the answer is pretty simple. The historic spending increases that pushed the federal spending up from 18.5% of GDP in 2001 to 20.2% in 2006, we had a war. Anybody remember a thing that happened on 9/11/01? You know, the World Trade Center and all that silly stuff, which, according to some, Bush planned.
It was an inside job.
It was an inside job, but we went to war. Maybe that's why the spending went up. Now, the projection by the Congressional Budget Office in 2000 of a $325 billion surplus by 2006, that was based on Bill Clinton's wonderful handling of the economy. We'll get to that in a minute. But that $325 billion surplus that Clinton supposedly left us turned out to be a $247 billion deficit, because neither the CBO nor just about anybody else could foresee the higher-than-expected spending that would come early in the 21st century that was related to domestic spending and to fighting a war on terror. Now, with all of this crap about Clinton having left a surplus, if you look at the hard numbers, it's untrue. He did not leave a surplus. He left a projected surplus. But those projections were based on a 3% GDP growth for the 3 years following Clinton leaving office. We didn't have that. Remember when Bush first took office, we were heading into an economic downslide? Does anybody remember that? Now, that was due primarily to Bill Clinton's tax increases, which at the time were the largest tax increases in history. And it took several years for it to kick in, but it caused the economy to back off. It caused unemployment to go up. And the projections of a budget surplus that everybody keeps telling that Clinton left Bush, it was projections. It wasn't true. It wasn't real money. There was no surplus. And it was Bush's tax cuts that bailed us out. Had it not been for those surpluses, or for those tax cuts, the United States would have taken a nosedive, much like where we're at today. A January 2007 study noted that gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of just 1.7% in the six quarters before the 2003 tax cuts. That was a result now of Clinton's tax increases. GDP was only 1.7% growth because of those tax increases. But after the tax cuts in 2004, the growth rate was 4.1% for the next six quarters. This is what they're not telling you. The media and the lying liberal Democrats and that lying piece of garbage we've got in the White House are flat lying to you. Repealing Bush's tax cuts is not going to significantly increase revenues. It would, however, decrease investment. It would reduce work incentives, stifle entrepreneurship, and it would reduce economic growth. This bunch of cruds in Congress better remember that we cannot tax ourselves to prosperity. It is not possible. There is not enough money in the world to make up the kind of spending that this government is currently doing. It is not possible. Now, politicians and the mainstream media pundits are all upset. The tax increases weren't part of the recent debt ceiling deal in Congress, and they're now blaming the Tea Party for Standard & Poor's downgrade earlier this month. It's the Tea Party's fault. In other words, it's your fault. Some are even calling Tea Party congressmen and activists terrorists. Remember that? Oh, anybody that's part of the Tea Party or supports the Tea Party is a terrorist. I heard a whole bunch of lamestream media pundits saying that. I heard a whole bunch of lying Democrats stampede in front of the camera to say that. I heard Carney, the president's mouthpiece, say that. I heard the vice president say that. We're terrorists for daring to stand up and demand that the American government live within its means. In this case, its means are the taxes that hardworking people like you and companies are able to afford in the face of runaway government spending and debt. Blaming the Tea Party for pointing out that our national government is well on its way towards a financial cliff is like blaming someone who sees a house on fire and they call 911. It's obviously their fault. But that's what they're doing. No new taxes, or taxed enough already, because that's what the Tea Party stands for, TEA, taxed enough already, is a perfectly acceptable political position. It bears no resemblance at all to any tactics that can be remotely described as terrorism. Letting people keep their own money, the money that they've legitimately worked for and earned, doesn't inflict violence or harm on anyone. Terrorists, on the other hand, do just the opposite. They take others' property and their lives for their own political, religious, or other causes. Golly, kind of sounds like Obama and the Democrat Party, doesn't it? I'll let you think about that one for a second. We need to take a short break. During this break, I'm going to give away an ice cream cone.
Yum.
That's from the shop. They're located at 134 South Broadway. It's in where Quiznos used to be in downtown Coos Bay. And I have a card here that's good for an ice cream cone. And by the way,
yes,
I got to tell you about the shop. Last month was my wife's birthday, and I was having one heck of a time coming up with an idea of what to get her for her birthday. I don't know. I know there's a lot of guys out there in the same predicament. You don't know what to get. Well, I wandered into the shop, and they had the neatest things in there. They've got leaves. These are real leaves, and they cover them with gold. They're literally gold leaves, and they're gorgeous. They're intricately detailed because it's an actual leaf. But they're gold covered. I got my wife one of those on a necklace for her birthday, and she's just very pleased with it. So Richard down at the shop kind of bailed me out on that one. So if any of you guys out there got a problem what to get your wife for something or your girlfriend or whatever, go down there. He's got a lot of neat stuff, but those gold leaves are just absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, we're going to give away an ice cream cone from the shop to the third caller at 541-267-2124. Caller number three, dial the phone now. We'll be right back.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First, they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Are you one of those people who has been successful in life but believe others should not have the same opportunities you've had? Do you believe you're qualified to dictate to others how they should live? Do you want what you want regardless of what others may want, as long as you get what you want? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we need you. CAVE, Citizens Against Virtually Everything, needs people like you to deprive young people an opportunity to work and live in our community. We need you to stop all progress and dictate exactly what type of businesses and jobs we will allow in the area. At CAVE, you'll be able to use misinformation and outright lies to obtain whatever you want, regardless of the impact on others. You'll become a valuable member of an elitist group dedicated to the Chicken Little philosophy of the sky is falling, and that virtually nothing is permissible if it leads to progress and benefits others. And remember, as a cave person, you'll be able to associate with other regressive and self-centered people to impose your will on others and demonstrate your arrogance to those foolish enough to listen. So take a moment to review your personal qualities to determine if you may be a cave person.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show.
There he is. Jim Bice. Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, part of Obama's thing, he's been giving speeches now all over. His push, the way he thinks he's going to save our economy is with green weenie jobs. And he's even gone so far. He thinks that green is so good that he has bypassed the Congress. And he has instructed the Environmental Protection Agency to implement new rules that have never passed congressional approval. But he's going to regulate virtually everything in the country. Now, the EPA and Obama have been promoting job creation and health aspects of all these new impending regulations on the electric industry. But in congressional testimony, an agency official actually admitted that these regulations would cost businesses $10.9 billion and would only create 9,000 full-time jobs. Now, that somehow that doesn't work out, does it? We can't drill for oil in the Gulf. We can't drill for oil onshore. We're trying to shut down the coal industry. He wants to put new restrictions on electricity production. And he's still trying to tell us that this is actually going to benefit the country. You know, Obama visited, what was it, last week, I believe, beginning of last week. Obama visited a green weenie plant where stimulus money created jobs. They created 150 jobs with stimulus money. And it only cost you $2 million per job. That's all it cost you, $2 million a job. And Obama was congratulating himself for this remarkable accomplishment. The economic stimulus, which they called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, provided $2.4 billion in grants to advanced vehicle battery technology. That's the electric cars. From that amount, $300 million went to Johnson Controls to manufacture batteries. Now, Obama spoke at Johnson Controls, telling him how wonderful he was and how he was so pleased to spend all these American taxpayer dollars. But according to the White House itself, the firm has added 150 jobs because of that grant. That means that the government spent $2 million a job. Does that sound like a good deal to you? Hell, instead of creating a job for me for $2 million, just give me the $2 million and I'll become a liberal Democrat and I'll sit on my butt on the sofa and smoke dope, watch Oprah, and eat bonbons. This is the kind of thinking that these people have that to try to get the economy going. I can't believe it. You know, this is so far, it's so far away from reality. And there's people out there that believe this crap. That's what disturbs me most. There are actually people out there who write letters to the editor, to the Daily Garbage Can Liner, and who blog on the internet that actually believe this. What kind of a mind can wrap itself around this kind of nonsense?
It's kind of like the windmills that they've put up between Bakersfield and through the Mojave Desert.
Oh, the ones that are killing all the eagles.
Yeah. They spent billions and billions of dollars putting in all of these windmills to generate electricity from the wind that blows through there. And then they start taking out a couple of birds, so now all of a sudden they have these billions and billions of dollars sitting there idle doing nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they've spent money they're spending money to provide breaks so that they don't spin on their own.
Well, it just tickles the heck out of me when you have one politically correct idea conflicting with another politically correct idea. You know, it's just like under the Endangered Species Act. You have one endangered species eating another. No wonder these liberals are nuts. It's enough to drive anybody crazy. Can you imagine believing this nonsense and waking up in the morning and have to deal with that? How in the hell can you believe two different things that are diametrically opposed to be true at the same time? How can that be possible? You know, I agree with Michael Savage. Liberalism is a mental disorder. You gotta be nuts. Well, to make my point, watch Chris Matthews tonight. Watch Rachel Maddow. These pundits that know everything there is to know will go on live television and blatantly tell you things that are untrue. Now, maybe they believe them. I don't know. Maybe these people are not really all that bright. But, and then people believe it. You know, there's a recent letter to the editor in the garbage can liner. Some dummy actually suggested that people listen to Rachel Maddow. I mean, that woman, she's got a national market, and her ratings are less than mine. I got more listeners locally than she's got in the whole doggone country. The woman's an idiot. And this guy's suggesting people listen to that? What is wrong with the people in this country? I've got another real goodie. The next one is going to frost you, but I'm going to have to wait till after the break. This is something that actually happened, and it took me a long time to track down the information to verify this, and I finally did verify it as having actually happened. You're not going to believe it. We're going to take a short break here. Well, I guess when we come back, we're going to have to go to the phones because I got a caller holding on line one. Then after that, I'll discuss this with you. But anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
First, we brought you the revolutionary Can-Am Spyder Roadster. And now this, it's the BRP Yellow Tag event. Get one of the best warranties in the industry, great financing, and up to $2,000 back on select BRP products, like Can-Am ATVs, side-by-sides, and roadsters. Offer ends August 31st. Visit your local BRP dealer or brpultimateplayground.com for details. Restrictions apply. Coverage, financing, and cash back vary by product category and unit. See an authorized BRP dealer for details.
Visit Western Equipment and Supply in Roseburg.
So how do you think the Obama administration intends to pay for all their big spending plans? Well, on your back, that's how, with your tax dollars, which makes the IRS more formidable than ever. Now, if you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, if you have unfiled returns from years gone by, or if you're under audit, well, you need to know there is a way out. Tax Resolution Services, the only tax resolution company I recommend to friends and listeners, and you can check out their great success rate right on their website, taxresolution.com. Now, if the IRS wants more from you, don't fight this alone. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency on the planet. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you. They'll deal with the IRS on your behalf, and they can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, and that includes penalty and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services right now, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS, or on the web, taxresolution.com.
There's nothing like a ghost story around a campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with GEICO. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money GEICO saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Before I continue, I want to go over to Tom and Giggs and talk to Tim over there. Tim, how are you today?
Doing great. Doing great.
You staying busy?
Oh, gee, I'm surprised anybody wants to get anything done on their rigs because everybody wants to go and enjoy this weather. It's awesome. But we're doing some good things and fixing brakes and putting Air Dog 2 on a Dodge diesel pickup. Having some runnability issues there. We had a little bit of horsepower stuff on it, and it turns out his fuel pressure was running clear down to zero when he was around 35, 40 pounds of boost. So without fuel, it doesn't want to go very good. So we're fixing that up, and we're just actually pricing a lot of stuff out today. A lot of people call and just kind of wonder what things are and what we have, and of course, you know, we're going to do the big thing on the 24th.
Right.
Should have probably did it on a Saturday, but we're going to just, I think it's on a Wednesday, I believe.
It's the 24th, Yep, from 11 to 1, right?
Yes, sir. And it'll be a pretty awesome thing. We're going to have a lot of neat stuff to give away to the folks, kind of paying back a little bit for everybody's patronage and whatnot. And going to have hot dogs and all that stuff out front on the barb, and you know, so you can come by and get a free meal and drink and maybe win some really cool stuff. We're giving away, I think, a worn winch and some electronic stuff for some diesel stuff and lots of shirts, hats, pins, a whole bunch of neat stuff. So, you know, free's a good deal. It's a true free deal and doesn't cost nothing to come down. And
Tim, who says there's no free lunch?
Well, I can tell you who it is, Big O. he's on a free lunch at Martha's Vineyard sucking up our money along with his whatever you want to call her, I guess is his wife, a Manchurian lady, whatever she is. Nobody knows. Didn't have too many friends. That's why she got to go see her brother. She gets tired of looking at Barack's face. So, you know, it's pretty sad when you got that shallow of a friendship base. But anyway, Air Force One or Two or Three or whatever it is he's running and she's running, it costs all us taxpayers money flying here. I think it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Hey, well, you're like Obama. See, Obama keeps telling us there's a free lunch, and yet here on the 24th, you're going to be giving away a free lunch.
Yep, and it ain't costing taxpayers a dime.
Oh, that's the difference.
That's the difference. That's the real freebie. Well, man, I appreciate being on this thing. A great show today. Nice calls. Nice to hear people calling in. Everybody, it's tough to call in. Sometimes people are really scared to, and I would be too, you know. So
why? I'm a lovable little fuzzball. You know that.
People that really know you know that's true.
Yeah. Hey, now I noticed on your deal on the 24th, register your pet rock.
You mean? That's something where I don't know all about that too much yet, but I guess maybe next week or will it be before next week? Anyway, there's some kind of a deal we got going with the young lady there, it's a sales lady, and Josh and everybody. There's some deal going on. So anyway, you can come down, we'll get you fixed up.
Okay, well, yeah. Now, if I bring in my pet rock, does he have to be on a leash?
If it's a bad pet rock, if it doesn't mind, you got to put on a pet rock. You got to put your leash on.
Okay.
Jim, Jim's pet rocks are very unruly.
There you go.
Very unruly.
As long as it's a conservative rock, we'll let them all in.
All right.
But we got a special spot for the other ones.
Okay.
Well, appreciate it, you guys. Man, you're awesome, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey,
and,
tell people where you're at and how to get a hold of you.
That's a good idea. 135 South Sherman in Coos Bay, just one block past the Wimowayan Empire, right behind the Moe's Car Wash. And you can get a hold of us here at Comic Gigs, 541-888-4660. And appreciate everybody listening, and hopefully get some more call-ins.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim.
Awesome, buddy. Take care.
You too. That's Tim over Tom and Giggs. You know, he's really a great guy, and I was just over there last week going through their showroom. They got a lot of nifty new stuff in there. You know, if you like big boy toys, a great way to find new and exciting excuses to spend money. I saw a couple things that I probably can't live too much longer without, so on over there.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I inadvertently hung up on Jim in North Bend. If he could call back.
Okay, Jim in North Bend. Daryl screwed up.
I did.
Everything is Daryl's fault.
I own up to it.
But Jim in North Bend, Daryl screwed up. He hung up on you. If you would call back, we'll get you on the air right away. Sorry for the delay, but, you know.
Sorry about that.
No, you got him back?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that was good. So let's put him on the air. Jim, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hi. How you doing today, Jim?
I'm rocking and rolling. I'm having a good time.
You make some really good points. I'm on your Coos News website.
Uh-huh.
And did you post the details of what's going on with the economy as far as the debt and Bush and Obama and so forth?
I don't have it posted directly. A lot of that information, if it's information I have derived from readily accessible sources, I have those sources set up as links on the news page, okay? Anything that I develop from sources other than publicly accessible sources. The reason I differentiate here, I subscribe to several websites that give me raw news feeds before they go through the spin machine. But you've got to be media to subscribe to those. And, you know, I've tried typing that stuff up and posting it, unfortunately. Too often, by the time I get it set up and get it posted, it's already passé.
I see, because I'm on your website right now. I'm looking at commentary and opinion, and I read through it. I don't see it, but I do see bunches of links to different websites.
Yeah, and that's where you look, and then on the state, local, and national page, there's links to a bunch of news services on there, both liberal and conservative, and somewhere in between. I tried to do a good mix so that people can, you know, if you're a liberal, you can find something to make you happy. If you're conservative, something will make you happy. And if you're just after the truth, there's something there that should make them happy, too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And, you know, the idea, the whole purpose of this show and my website is to get people information. And all of the links that I have on the website, I have verified them as being legitimate, okay? The websites that do the ranting and raving, either from the left or the right, I've not put up there because we don't need ranting and raving. We need factual information, or we need alternative views on what's happening, because I'm not smart enough to decide who's right and who's wrong all the time. And I think that things should be open for discussion, and both sides should have their views heard, and let the people make the decision.
That sounds fair.
Well, it's kind of, I think that's what this country was founded on, wasn't it?
Well, it was supposed to be that way, but the way things are going in Washington and in government, state and federal government, I don't think it's, what they're doing is just crazy.
Well, what they're doing is, if you disagree with Obama, there's obviously something wrong with you.
Well, then I'm a terrorist, too.
That's right. That's right. We're all terrorists. The American people outside the Beltway are terrorists.
And so are the GIs that are coming back from war.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they even had them on terrorist watch list. You know, by golly, if you own a firearm, you're probably a terrorist. And did you know that if you attend church regularly, you're probably a terrorist? You know, this all came out from Department of Homeland Security several months ago.
This is pretty crazy.
No, this is what those twits in Washington think of the American people.
Well, they're the terrorists, the real terrorists.
Well, I agree.
That are doing the fear-mongering and the disinformation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But see, they have the mainstream media on their side to cover for them. And the mainstream media despises ordinary people because we're not elitists. We just don't understand. According to them, without them feeding us the information that they think we need, and without the enlightened ones in Washington telling us how to live, well, we just couldn't survive, Jim.
The media should not be run by the government and fed propaganda to broadcast. They should do their jobs and practice journalism.
Well, I don't think that's. I'll give you a good one here. This is one of my headlines. Last week, Senator Dick Durbin, you know who he is. He's one of the loudmouth liberals.
I sure do. I was from Illinois, born in Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. There was a press conference. There were about 30 reporters present, right?
I saw that. The reporter was trying to ask him a question about if he would take any responsibility, and they had a secret officer, special officer, escort him out.
Right. And after, and this is the part that you didn't see, after they had that reporter escorted out for asking a legitimate question, his question was, what was Turbin's part in the credit downgrade? After they escorted that guy out, Durbin actually turned to the other reporters in the press conference and told them not to mention the incident in their reports.
They tried to cover it up.
Absolutely. And were it not for one of my subscription websites that gives me the raw feeds on this stuff, I would have not known this because they did cover it up. This is what we're up against.
It's pretty bad. It's like a mafia.
Well, it is. It is. And the only way we're going to overcome it is for ordinary folks, you and me and my other listeners and millions of other people across the country, the so-called silent majority. We need to stand up and say, all right, we're tired of being shucked and jived. We're tired of being lied to. And we're also doggone tired of a bunch of elitists telling us that we're not smart enough to live our lives by ourselves.
You have to get mad about it almost.
Well, you do. And the problem is, it's all right for leftist groups to hold demonstrations and get violent and everything. They won't be reported on. In fact, last week at the Wisconsin State Fair, there were black gangs screaming racial epithets and attacking, robbing, and beating white people. The mainstream media refused to cover it because it was black people doing it.
That's wrong.
But you and I, as normal, ordinary Americans, if we stand up and demonstrate any kind of emotion whatsoever, then we become racist and haters and terrorists, of course, and whatever other epithets they can come up with that they believe to be derogatory. In other words, we got to sit quietly with our thumb in our butt while we get screwed, and yet the leftist groups can go out and scream and holler and rape, pillage, burn, and beat people, and that's quite okay.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's what our country's come to. You know whose fault it is, Jim? It's our fault. Every doggone one of us. And like I said last week, and I'm going to continue the theme, the time has come for the heavy smell of tar in the air and nothing but bald chickens.
There we go. Tar and feather.
Absolutely. Okay, I thank you for the call.
Thank you, Jim.
You have a great day. We do need to take one more break here. And during this break, we're going to give away a certificate to the Seabasket Restaurant down in Charleston Boat Basin. In fact, my wife and I were just down there Friday and had lunch. And as usual, they serve too much food for me to eat. But I have a certificate for a first mate's dinner. That's four pieces of fresh fish. You get a choice of having it grilled or deep fried. You get French fries, a big bunch of French fries, by the way. Some very good coleslaw, garlic bread, and a cup of their famous clam chowder. I just had the clam chowder Friday, and it's just as good as I remember. You're going to love it. So the fourth caller number four, 541-267-2124, gets his first mate's dinner at the Seabasket Restaurant. Dial the phone right now. We're going to take a short break. I'll be right back.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Lion Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap, and the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Have you been feeling confused and bummed out about all the nonsense happening in the world today? Well, now there's help for you and others like you. The NLA, National Lobotomy Association, offers free-to-you, government-funded lobotomy so you too can be a liberal Democrat. This will alleviate the confusion of contradictory agendas and the guilt associated with constant media lies and deceptions. Just call 800-GET-DUMB. That's 800-GET-DUMB and become a liberal Democrat today.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show.
There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I was just listening to that commercial, and I think Daryl's got himself scheduled in for his lobotomy, don't you?
Yeah, before the end of the month.
Yeah. So sometime next month, Daryl will be a liberal Democrat. I'll be able to look in one ear and see right all the way through to the other one.
So you have a full view of the console that way.
Absolutely. I'll be able to see what you're doing to me over there. Hey.
Yes?
I got something. Now, this is true. Like I said, it took me a long time to verify this. What if I told you that the chairman and CEO of IBM, a guy named Samuel J. Palmisano, who is, by the way, a Democrat, approached President Obama and members of his administration before the health care bill debates with a plan that would reduce health care expenditures by $900 billion. What if I told you that? And given the Obama administration's adamancy that the United States of America simply had to make health care affordable for even the most dedicated welfare recipient, one would think that he would have leaned forward in his chair, cupped his ear, and said, "Well, tell me more." Isn't that what you would think? What if I told you that the cost of the federal government for this program was going to be nothing? Zip, zero, nada, zilch. And what if I told you that in the end, and after two meetings between Palmisano and Obama and his team, instead of embracing a program that was proven to save money and one that was projected to save almost $1 trillion, a private sector program that would cost the taxpayers absolutely nothing, Obama said, "Well, thanks, but no thanks." And then he embarked on passing Obamacare. He was offered a program for nothing, and he rejected it. Palmisano, the chairman and board, chairman of the board and CEO for IBM, said in a recent Wall Street Journal interview that he offered to provide the Obama administration with a program that would curb healthcare claims fraud and abuse by almost $1 trillion, but the Obama White House turned down the offer. According to Palmisano, and I verified all this, by the way, we could have improved the quality and reduced the cost of healthcare system by $900 billion. I said we'd do it for free just to prove that it works, and Obama turned us down. a second meeting between Palmisano and the Obama administration took place 2 weeks after the initial offer, with no change in the Obama administration's stance on the issue. In Obama's shunning of private sector program that would have saved our country, that means you, the taxpayers, almost $1 trillion in health care expenditures, presented to him as he declared a crisis in health care, Obama proved two things beyond any shadow of a doubt. Number one, that he's anti-capitalist and anti-private sector, and that this guy can no longer be trusted to tell the truth in both his political declarations or on his espoused goals. The guy is an inveterate lying piece of crap. His flunkies in the mainstream media are lying pieces of crap. They're misinforming you. They're misinforming everybody. We've got a president who has demonstrated zero leadership on virtually every front. In this whole debt crisis thing, he did not offer one single proposal on the table. All he did, and he's still out there doing it today, was vilify the mean, nasty old Republicans, the greedy, evil corporations, and you, ordinary folks. It's your fault because you're too stupid to understand how enlightened Obama really is. He is so enlightened that he has not made one single proposal in writing on anything. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Nada. He's the blamer in chief. He's the liar in chief. He's the deceiver in chief. And I don't know. You know, personally, he may be a heck of a nice guy. I don't know. I haven't met him. But from his lack of leadership, from his deceptions, from his policies, this guy is a total piece of crap. And you know what the really scary part is? The really scary part isn't necessarily what he is. The scary part is that there's enough people out there that bought into this nonsense to elect this guy. Now, people are starting to wake up. His approval rating has plummeted to 39%. It's the first time in his presidency he's been below 40%. He's down to 39%. And probably going to continue to fall as more people realize that what he's done and what he's told us are basically just not true. You know, there's even a group of students who are suing their college now because they're getting higher education and paying thousands and thousands of dollars for this education, and they can't get a job once they graduate. So they're suing one of the major colleges. And if you look at what's happening, I watch polls very carefully. If you look what's happening in America, this is contrary. Now, you're not going to hear this from MSNBC, CNN, probably not even Fox News. But what's happening out there, young people are graduating from school and getting a reality check in the real world, and they're finding out that they've been jerked around and lied to. And those people are not going to vote for Obama again. They might have voted for him last time around because they didn't know any better and they believed the lies of Obama and his minions in the mainstream media. But that isn't going to happen again. You know, you got special interest people that will vote for Obama. You've got the illegal aliens, and yes, they do vote, mainly because Democrats, every time any states tried to pass voter ID laws, the Democrats have whined and sniveled about deprivation of rights. That's because their special interest groups need to be able to vote. You know, they just busted a couple people in North Carolina who voted two times in the last presidential election, but it's not really a problem, according to the Democrats, especially when both of them voted Democrat.
Twice.
And we got illegal aliens voting, but that's not a problem to Democrats because they normally vote Democrat. And we have the radical militant gays that virtually always vote Democrat. And we have a certain percentage of black people that almost always vote Democrat. Did you notice that of these groups, a large proportion of them are people that are getting money out of your pocket? But those of us that work and pay the taxes, we don't get a voice. Hey, we're out of time again. I don't know how this happened. This 2 hours just flies by every week. I will be back next week with more exciting information. I hope you'll listen. And until then, you go out there and you have a great week.